Welcome into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Glad to be sitting alongside running back Jay Ajayi. A conversation brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Looking to get a chance to know you in these 5 minutes or so, Jay. So no hardcore football questions, because it's got to be boring to answer those same questions all the time. I'm interested in your background, actually, to start with. I mean, what brought your parents from the UK to Texas?
It was really just his job opportunity at the time. He was doing computer stuff, and he had a job opening in the States, and it was just me and my second brother at the time. So it was kind of like ready for a change for the family, and that was my dad's decision to move us over to the States.
What was your awareness of NFL football at the age of 7, I believe, right?
Yeah, I had no awareness at all. Didn't know anything about American football. I think like our first football game we even went to was like an arena football game. So like that was probably what we thought was real football. And then after, I kind of got introduced to it through like my friends that played at that age. And then after that, I was just, they had to support because I was playing, and then everyone started playing after me.
Was soccer your big game when you were a kid?
Definitely, yeah.
What kind of player were you? My God, 6 feet tall? That doesn't mean
I wasn't
big
always
kid.
This big.
I understand.
Actually, when I played soccer, I was a forward. I was really good. And it was kind of, I played up to my junior year in high school, so I was kind of playing both, and I couldn't spend all my time on one. So a lot of the coaches would get upset with me and, like, talk to my pops about, like, yo, he has to choose one. So, like, finally, I decided, you know, one off season, going into senior year, to stick with football. And that's when I, like, started working out again, and the weight room got bigger. And, yeah, it worked out.
Will NFL football be big time in Europe before soccer becomes big time in the States?
I think it'll be soccer big time in the States before.
What will it take for that to happen?
Before, I think just the talent that's coming up and the generation of talent for U.S. soccer. I've got some friends that have been through the system, so if those guys can just, you know, keep the playing level high, get to World Cups, challenge, then definitely I think you'll see more, you know, just support for the soccer game in the States. But until then, I think it'll be tough.
I believe that I agree with you to a degree. I just think that NFL, I think the game of football is very difficult for people to understand. Like, do your parents totally have this game down?
No, now they do.
Now they do, but it must take them a long time.
Yeah, my mom, she's like my coach now. It's crazy. She'll be calling me, telling me stuff after games. But I always joke with her because it was like you said, it wasn't always like that. When we first started, obviously, no one had a clue. Like parents, they really didn't know when to cheer and stuff. So, you know, as you know, I kept playing, and then my brother plays, and now my youngest brother plays. As we all continue to play, obviously they become football parents and they start figuring it out. And like I said, now my parents like to coach me more than my coaches do. So I think, like you said, it's just about awareness, just them understanding the game and understanding what's going on the field.
Do you get a lot of reaction from Britain? Do you feel like you're an ambassador? I mean, I know you've served on some councils and so forth. Do you feel like you're kind of representing the UK in the NFL?
Always. I mean, I always try to do stuff back in the UK every chance I get. That's home for me. So I always go back during the off season. So whenever I'm out there, I usually do different things here and there to try and just do a little outreach for the game. Definitely want to start doing more as my career continues to go forward. But it's been cool to, you know, get that support from over there, the UK fans. Playing in London, seems like now every season I get to go back and play in London. So I'm always grateful for that too, because it's such a special thing for me and getting to play in front of my family over there and all that. So it's been really cool, just you know, how my career has gone so far, to just continue to get that support and be that face for the game.
Jay, what made you fall in love with the game of football? Was there a particular part of the game that you like, being physical maybe?
To be honest, the reason I fell in love with playing football was because of my friends. like playing with them, like the memories I made growing up and being on the team with them. Those are like my most fun times, like middle school, high school. Just being around my boys and enjoying the time playing. That's really what made me want to stick with football, because if I wanted to chase that soccer dream, which I was contemplating at that time too, I was probably going to have to leave the country again and go and travel. And, you know, that was kind of going to change my, you know, life at that time. And so I really just enjoyed my friends, like being around them, being real close. Because my support group, I feel, is very tight. So they were the reasons that kept me wanting to play football.
London, Texas, Boise State, Idaho, Miami, yeah. Philadelphia. You've been quite a world traveler here. Do you consider yourself a worldly person?
I definitely feel like I'm a worldly person, that my views are definitely... I've seen a lot of things. I've been, you know, blessed to see different parts of culture, different styles of living, like you said, from Texas to Miami to Boise, Idaho, London. So I definitely feel like I have a great outlook on, you know, just how things are in the world, because, you know, it's not just, you know, Philadelphia, this little box. You know, there's so much more going on outside this place. And I definitely know there's more places I want to go as well in the future. For me, I love to travel, so I know there'll be more places that I can add to my list of places that I've been.
Other than the 5-degree weather, how's Philly?
I love it. You know, the support since I got here has been amazing. Philly, getting used to the cold again since my Boise days. But it's always love in the city. I always get, you know, pointed out sometimes, and everyone's always really nice.
Are you an autograph guy?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, sometimes I'll you know, you got to catch the mood. You know, sometimes you're with your friends and family, you don't want to, you know, be rude to them. So, you know, it's a time and place for everything.
Have you ever asked for an autograph?
Asked for an autograph.
Have a soccer player that you loved when you were growing up? What is it, Arsenal is your team?
Yeah, I've gotten autographs before. Some Arsenal guys. I've gotten a few autographs. Like I said, I have my boy. He plays for the U.S. national team. He sent me a jersey with his autograph. Shoot, after the games when we play and we trade jerseys with, you know, some teammates or guys that I just respect in the league, get their autographs too. So yeah.
What does playoff football mean to you, Jay?
It's a do or die. You know, in my mind, it's a 3-game season, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is why I'm here. I'm excited. You know, this is an opportunity. Last year, I was in the playoffs and got bounced out in the wild card. So, for me, I'm already one round further than I've been in my career. In the playoffs, I'm excited.
Is it really faster? Is the tempo faster?
I want to say the tempo is faster, but the energy level is extremely high, because, you know, after the game, you go on to the next round, you packing up your pads and doing exit meetings the next day. So, you know, I think guys understand that, guys realize that, you know, that's the shock. So everyone's out there flying around, and there's no reason why we won't be. I think it's going to be rocking in the link, and especially to have all the games, playoff games, be home too. So I think it's just on us to just come out, bring the juice, like we say, and get it done.
Totally. He's wearing the J train. Right? Why J? Why not J bus or J subway or J? Like what? Why J train?
I don't know. If maybe the tube from London, and just I got I seen a picture of it actually at Boise State. It was like all aboard the J train, and it kind of stuck. And then I came up with the celebration, and just as a train, you know, trains are fast, strong. I mean, you don't want to get in the way of a train. You might get hurt, and worse, you know, dead. So
I love it.
So yeah, I love being J train.
We hope to see it many times on Saturday.
Definitely.
In the playoffs. The J train, Jay Ajayi, joining me here in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.